It's now 5 minutes past seven, and Lisa Pereira has the first look at today's newspapers.
It's been hard to keep up with developments in the Middle East, so the newsiest headlines this morning cover local issues. The Irish Independent leads with what it calls a breakthrough deal, which the HSC has reached with unions to cut trolley overcrowding. The report says the agreement will see senior consultants and, crucially, social workers, administrative staff and therapists being rostered on weekends. It would mean hospitals would no longer be confined to providing routine care during weekdays and between office hours. The Irish Examiner gets even more local. Northside residents in Cork get harsher sentences, says the paper's front page headline. It's day two of a three-day series by Owen English, looking at more than 1,400 reports from the city's courts. The investigation shows that people with an address on the north side of Cork City receive longer sentences on average than those from the south side. The paper says it raises fresh concerns about the ongoing socio-economic divide despite decades of investment. And there are plenty of details on those sentences and the crimes they were handed down for in both the Echo and the Examiner. The Irish Times is writing about crime too, specifically gun crime. Conor Lally reports that gun attacks in the Republic have plummeted to record lows and are now happening so rarely that they don't meet the threshold for official data. The HSC told the paper that because the number of people injured in gun assaults last year was five or lower, it would not supply details. This was to safeguard the privacy of those treated after being wounded. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both focus on yesterday's court ruling that the long-delayed upgrade of the A5 motorway cannot go ahead. Few words can do justice to the levels of frustration that the decision brought, says the Irish News. It's the third time in 18 years that there's been a successful court challenge to an upgrade of what the paper calls one of Ireland's most dangerous roads. In those 18 years, 50 people have died on the A5, says the article. One of them was the teenage daughter of Marie O'Brien, who's quoted on the front of the Belfast Telegraph saying she has no doubt more lives will be lost due to the decision. Ms. O'Brien, whose daughter Caoimhe died in 2016, said the ruling came as a punch in the gut. Of course, there's still plenty of coverage of events in the Middle East. The front pages of the Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror carry dramatic photos on their front pages and inside of Iran's bombing raid on a US base in Qatar. The Star also carries a plea from Pope Leo for the conflict to end. He said, "No armed victory can compensate for the pain of mothers, the fear of children or stolen futures." In his Irish Times column, Fintan O'Toole writes that Donald Trump has taught dictators a simple lesson. Get yourself a H-bomb fast, or you'll be bombed whenever we feel like it.